Mishnah Daf Yalef and Mebeis mentions the Shita v'Chachamim. We've been talking about for the last couple of days. Chachamim say that Omer Tenget Zele Ishtish Tashich Zele Avdi. Right, someone who tells a middleman to take the get for his wife or to give the Shtashich to the Eved. So there's a split. When it comes to the get Isha, so then he can be Chozibah. When it comes to the Shtashich, since it's his Chuz, there's no possibility of Chazal. So last time we mentioned the Gemara is Medayik. Gemara Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis is Medayik from the Mishnah, from the Shita of HaChamin. Then maybe from here we see the Tofes Lebalchov Kona. Let's say Reuven owes money to Shimon, and then Levi comes and grabs from the Nechasim of Reuven. It's after the Zman of the Halva is over. So Reuven really is chayav to pay Shimon, and he's delinquent, he's not paying yet. So Levi comes and he grabs from the Nechasim of Reuven to give to Shimon. So says the Gemara, maybe from our Mishnah, we can be medayik, that Tofes Lebalchov is Kona, that works, right? That Levi is able to be Tofes from Reuven, who's the Lova, on behalf of the Balchov, on behalf of Shimon, and that taka works. Why? What's the comparison to our Mishnah? So we mentioned last time, there's a Mahogas Tosis in the Ran, if it's really a direct comparison, or it's just a Dimyon Ba'alma. According to Tosis, it's a direct comparison. It's a hard comparison because it's not really exactly the same. There is no balchov really over here. It's not like the Adon owes the Eved Knaini money. Mashakana Eved Kana Rambo. He doesn't, Mamish doesn't owe it. He doesn't owe him anything. But Tosa says, no, we're talking about a case where Eved Lay Naich Napshe, that the Eved Knaini did good by the Adon. He served him well. And the Adon feels a little beholden to the Eved Knaini. So we look at it as though the Eved is like a balchov of the Adon. Okay, so Tosfos seems to feel like it has to be more of a direct comparison in order to say that Tovis the Balchov Kana is a halacha that we can learn directly from the Mishnah. The Ran says it doesn't have to be a direct comparison, even if the Eved is not a Balchov of the Adon, but still, it's the same basic principle that a third party can stand up for his friend, right? Stand up for his chavar, and be Tovis on behalf of his chavar. Right, just like Tofes Lebalchov, just like over here, the middleman is being Tofes for the Eved. How is he being Tofes for the Eved? The Adon gives him the Shtar Shechar. But now that the Adon wants to be Chozebo, he doesn't want the middleman to give the Shtar Shechar to the Eved anymore. So now it turns into a Tfisa. So he's now holding on to the Shtar on behalf of the Eved. He hasn't given it to him yet. He's holding on to the Shtar on behalf of the Eved. The Pashup Shad is not like the Rif, that he has to give it to the Eved in order for the Eved to be Zoche. Right, that we're assuming at this point in the Gemara, we're assuming kol amitznu lav kol mezuchudami. So he's holding on to it on behalf of the Eved, but the Adon wants to be chozevo. Right, so presumably nothing has happened yet. Oh, but now that the middleman says, "No, I want to grab it on behalf of the Eved," so maybe the din of zachin should allow him to grab it on behalf of the Eved, and we'll say that the Eved is going to be meshuchar now. So that's what the Ran is saying, that it's a light comparison. It's not a Tovis Lebalchov Mamish over here, because he's not really a Balchov of the Adam. But it's the same basic principle, that a middleman, that some third party can be Tovis on behalf of his friend, and that Tfis is going to work. That Tfis is going to work. If it's not Chav L'Acher, that Tfis is going to work. Now the Gemara asks, maybe if it's Chav L'Acher too? The Gemara says, no, if it's Chav L'Acher, it's not going to work. But this is the basic understanding of the Gemara. That both Lefi Tosfos and the Ran, there's a raya, the Tovis Lebalchov Kona, from the Mishnah. At the end of the shiur, we mentioned that the Tosfos and the Ran seem to be assuming the Tovis Lebalchov Kona, even if he didn't make him into a shliach. Because in this case of the Mishnah, no one, right, the Eved Knaini didn't make the middleman into a shliach. The Adon gave the shtar to the middleman, but the Eved didn't make the middleman into the shliach. So the impression you get is that Tovis Lebalchov Kona is even if Loa saw a shliach. Even if Loa saw a shliach, and Tosfos and the Ran have their own different ways of explaining what the comparison is. Comes the Ritva, and he quotes from his Rebbeim, and he thinks that that's incorrect. He holds that Tovis Lebalchov Kona is dafke if aso shliach. Where's the Ritva? Let's see. Let's see what the Ritva says. The Ask Rabbeinu, says the Ritva, according to Rav Oso Shel HaRitva, which presumably is the Ra'ah was the main Rebbe of the Ritva. So he says, Tovis Lebachov Kona is dafka if a so shliach. So shliach, the Balchov made the tofes a shliach to grab for him. And how does he know that? So he says, Dumya, the hahi uvda diyamer bachosha de perak hakosin. We're going to see this gemara, the very important gemara relating to this sugya. The gemara in Ksubis, on the pedal, it says that yamer bachosha. Right, Yemer Bachoshu was involved in this case. Ahu arba da amal shluchet litfisei niyaleh. There was this arba, this boat, that he told his shliach, that Yemer Bachoshu told his shliach to be tovis for him. Right, the Balchov owed him money, the lova owed him money, and Yemer Bachoshu told the shliach to be tovis for him. So what does it sound like? It sounds like Yemer Bachoshu is telling someone to be tovis for him. It's not like the guy is tovis for Balchov by himself. It's that the Balchov is making the Tovis into a Shliach. It sounds like Tovis LeBalchov Kona is Davke Faso Shliach. Aval Hechad Lo Shav Yishliach Ein Lo Rishus Litvos Afilu Makam Shelo Chav Lacherin. Zavker Avoto Shelo Litvos, but if Lo Aso Shliach, then Tovis LeBalchov Lo Kona. Lo Kona, he doesn't have a right. If Lo Aso Shliach, then he doesn't have a right to be Tovis LeBalchov. Why not? He says, Mishim Da Amalei Idach Lav Bal Dvarim Didiach. What, he's going to be tofes for the Balchov, but there's a nitfas over here. He's grabbing from someone else. So the nitfas could easily say, who are you? Who are you? I don't owe you. I owe the Balchov. So what right do you have to be tofes on behalf of the Balchov? Lav bal dvarim didiyad. You're not my baldava. He can be tofes, but you don't have a right to be tofes. It's, you know, my inyan you to this case. You have nothing to do with this case. So why, how can you be tofes? So shliach is different. Shlucha shladim kamoso. Shlucha shladim kamoso. If shlucha shladim kamoso, then he can't say la bal dvarim didiyad. He is the bal dover. He's an extension of bal dover. Kamoso. Shlucha shladim kamoso tells me that the millman does have a right to be tofes. And the nitvas can no longer say la bal dvarim didiyad. But if lo aso shliach, rabosu shel ritva say, he doesn't have a right to be tofes because he can claim la bal dvarim didiyad. Okay, there is a raya to this shita from the Gemara and Ksubas, but what's the problem with this shita? What's the problem? Not the Gemara and Ksubas. That's a good raya to Rabosa Shalarifa. What's the problem? Our Gemara. Right, what does our Gemara say? That from the Mishnah, you see that Tovis Lebachov is Kana. If Rabosa Shalarifa say Tovis Lebachov is Kana, Adafki Vaso Shliach, what's the raya? What's the raya? Did the Eved Kanani make the middleman into a Shliach? Did the Eved Kanani make the middleman into a shliach? No. So what's the Gemara talking about? Yemer Bachoshu is gevald, right? The Gemara Ksubas is great. Okay, he made the Tovis into a shliach. But our Gemara is trying to bring a raya. Tovis LeBalchov is Kana. And yet our mission is not to omit a case where the Eved Kanani, where the Balchov, the purported Balchov, made the middleman into a shliach. So what's the raya Bechlal? Right, the Gemara should have answered wrong. Should have answered that's incorrect. Here he's loa socialist. There's no right to anything. No right to anything. He's loa socialist. It shouldn't work. According to your logic, if Tovis LeBalchov Kana, it shouldn't work over here because he didn't make Mishliach anyway. So it should. So the halacha shouldn't apply. So it must be some other kind of halacha over here. So the Ritva is sensitive to that. He says like this. Here we want to say Tovis LeBalchov is Kana. The Mishnah proves that Tovis LeBalchov Kana, even though the Eved didn't make the middleman into a shliach. Ani mishum deikul meimar mitfas midaito de nitfas matfas midaito de nitfas. A little bit of a correction here in the footnote. Matfas midaito de nitfas. The matfas, right? The middleman is tofes midaito de nitfas. He's being tofes midaito de whom? Whom? From the other. Right? He's not a shliach of the Eved, but he's tofes midaito de Adam. Tofes midaito de Adam. Hilkach odif mishav yishliach. Therefore, it's better than shav yishliach. What is he trying to say? Rabosu shalavit v'hold that Tovis LeBalchov Kona only if Haso Shliach does make. That Tovis Me'atzmo LeBalchov, Tovis Me'atzmo LeBalchov is Lokon. He has to be Tovis as a Shliach. He has to be Tovis because someone gave him the right to be Tovis. So how is our Gemara seeing a Tovis LeBalchov Kona from the Mishnah? Because our Mishnah as well, even though it's not that the Eved Kanani made the middleman into a Shliach, Here it's even better than that. Here the Adam, the lover, so to speak, the nitfas, told the middleman to be tofes. The middleman wasn't tofes by himself. It wasn't tofes of his own volition. He was tofes because the nitfas told him to be tofes. Right, so it's taka even better than aso shliach. Even better than aso shliach. In fact, someone might say that there's no raya tovis v'achov kana if only aso shliach. Maybe tovis v'achov kana if the nitfas told him. That I see for the Mishnah. But he's willing to say that there's enough of a dimyon over here, right? That just like tovis midaito the nitfas works. That's our Mishnah. So the Gemara is trying to extrapolate tovis v'achov. The Torah shliach of the Balchov, that should also work. As long as the tofes is not being tofes of his own volition, me'atzmo, then the tfis is going to work in order to be kona for the Balchov. Okay, this is how Raboso Shalari found it. Interesting, because our Mishnah is actually more powerful, right? You could say our Mishnah is an exception. Our Mishnah is a case where the nitfas told him to be tofes. So what's the raya that the Balchov... That he can be tovis for the Balchov without the nitfas telling him to be tovis, but there's still a dimyon. As long as he's not tovis of his own volition, someone is giving him the rishus to be tovis. Someone is appointing him, right? If the nitfas allows him, or if the Balchov is appointing him as a shliach, so then the tfisa is going to work. Okay, this is Rebbeim of the Ritva. Question? Yes.
What does Gemara also? Is there in the Gemara like the Rama that also answered the question?
Like the whom?
Like the Rama that also answered the question.
Why?
They're not bringing a raya from our mission, so let's just say talking in general.
No. The Rana is learning differently. He's saying that Tovis Lebalchov is cut even if law is so shliach. He's learning a different shot in the mission. We're saying, if you learn Tovis Lebalchov kana only if aso shliach, so then what's the raya from the Mishnah? Because in the case of the Mishnah, the Eved didn't make him into a shliach. So that's what we're trying to answer.
Would the Ritva have to explain in the case somebody tells us regarding how to explain that the Eved is Balchov of the Adam?
Let's assume he would explain the same as Tosus, but it's a simple way. Okay, let's say he'll say the same as Tosus, that he really is a Balchov of the Adam. Yeah.
Isn't Tisa by definition where the Adam doesn't want to happen, he's trying to close it?
So you're saying what's the difference to the Mishnah of the Chalak?
Yeah, how is it?
The case of the Mishnah is not a Tisa. You're right. The Adam gave the shtar to the middleman initially, but now that the Adam wants to be Chozebo, now it is against his will.
Right.
Okay, but because the Tofes didn't, because the middleman didn't take it by himself, didn't start out as a Tfisa, so that's why the Gemara thought that there's a Dinyan. So you're talking making it better, Shlomo. The Kasha that I asked before is that, what's the comparison to Tofes Lebachov Bechlav? Right, there, the Nitfas didn't allow the middleman to take it, so you're saying here the Nitfas doesn't want the middleman to keep it.
Right.
He may have given it to him initially, but he doesn't want him to keep it. So it's a little bit similar to the case where the Balchov made the guy into a shliach. Because here, the Tofes didn't grab it of his own volition initially. He originally got it from the Adam. It's just that now it turns into a tfisa when the Adam wants it back. So that's similar enough to the case of aso shliach.
Then how is the Ritva's idea that the Baal's making him into a shliach, if now he doesn't want it anymore? If that was just the original.
No. The Balchov.
Sorry, the Adon.
The Adon's not making him into a shliach. But if the Adon, what's his lotion? Since he was tofes midaito the nitfas, as long as he was tofes, as long as he took the shtar midaito the nitfas, even though now it's not midaito, but since initially he took it midaito, so that's similar to a case where he was tofes. Because the Balchov made him into a shliach. Meaning that the whole yesod is, if his original tfisa was not of his own volition, right? The original tfisa was because someone gave it to him, or someone connected him to this case, right? Either if the nitfas gave it to him, or if Balchov made him a shliach, made him like a bailam over here, so then it's going to work. But if he's if he's missing one of those points, so then it wouldn't work. Okay? Okay, well.
For saying he's not a shliach of the Eved, and for saying that Adon just gives it to the guy and says to be, like, he gives it to him, I guess, to be Nizaka, to the Eved. Usually one.
Well, not to be mezaket. We're assuming at this point, kala ometznu lavkom is a chudami. Right? So he's giving it to the middleman in order to give it over to the Eved. But now that the Adam doesn't want to give it over to the Eved anymore, this guy says, no, I want to be tovis it anyway. Right? So that fisa is like a zakhi. He wants to be zochen. So the din of zochen over here is only at that moment that he refuses to give it back to the Adam and he wants to be tovis it on behalf of the Eved.
That original handing off, like the ratzon, is enough to get rid of his kos bazar even when he changed his mind?
Well, that's what the Gemara is saying. Tovis levachov kodem, right? That since he didn't get it me'atzma, he got it from the Adon, he daito the Adon, so it still is a tfisa bal karcho, but just like he could be tovis bal karcho since he got it me'daito originally, so if he's tovis as a shliach of the balchov, that should also work. That's the dimyon. That's the dimyon that the Gemara is trying to make. Gavriel.
You can't just say for the Rebbeim of the Ritzvah that becoming a Shliach through Zachen becomes Shlichus?
What, to respond to them? To respond to the Rebbeim or to explain them?
To explain them.
No, but if it's Zachen mitam Shlichus, so then what's the problem? Right? If it's Zachen mitam Shlichus, so then how can the Nitfah say Lav Bal Dvaram Didiyah? Now, clearly, they're not learning from Mitam Shlichus. In fact, that's what the Ritva said. That's the Ritva's response. But that's not what the Rebbeim is saying. Not what the Rebbeim is saying, right? Rabboso shall the Ritva hold that if lo aso shliach, tovis lebachov is not going to be kohen. Tovis lebachov is not going to be kohen. Dafkev haso shliach. Dafkev haso shliach. Okay. Comes the Ritva and he disagrees. Oh, now we're up to the Ritva. You set us up, Gabriel. The lean here is Dr. Ritva. The Yochel Litva Safilo below Shabi Shliach. The Ritva says, I think he can be Tovis even with low Shabi Shliach. Give him low Shabi Shliach. He gives us Svar. I'm not going to read the Svar. Now we'll get back to it. Okay? We'll get back to it. But he says, I'll bring you a Raya. First, let's see the Raya, then we'll see the Svar. What's his Raya? He says, I'll bring you a Raya from a famous sheet, this Rashi. Chen Das Rashi, Shekhasim Parakam Debav Metzia. Lo amina and tovis the balchov b'makom shechav lachem de lo kona elad lo shav yishliach. Avu shav yishliach kona. Rashi has a famous shita in Bav Metzia that Tosfos makes reference to. Some of you probably saw the shita already. If you saw the Tosfos, we'll get to it. But there's a lot to talk about in that Rashi. But let's just talk about the simple shita of Rashi. The longest, the svar of Rashi, we'll get to. What does Rashi say? In the Gemara Bav Metzia and Daf Yud. Lo kana, Rashi says, Kedama b'ksubas, the lav kol kamine, the lav kol kamine, lios kofetz me'ela v'chav le'elu, me'achash lo aso, oso anosha shliach litvos. Lav kol kamine, he doesn't have the power to be kofetz v'chav, right? To be kofetz me'ela v'chav le'elu. He can't be tofetz le'balcho b'mokam shechav la'acherin. So he can't be kofetz by himself to be tofetz on behalf of one balcho b'mokam shechav la'acherin. Me'achash lo aso, oso anosha shliach Litvos, since he didn't make him a shliach, so tovis the bachov, makam shechav lachem is not going to work. Right? Rashi clearly assumes that if I saw a shliach, then it will work. Right? So Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, tovis the bachov, makam shechav lachem is lo kana. It's dafke flo a saw a shliach, but if I saw a shliach, it will work. Dr. Ritva, think about it for a moment. Right? The Gemara is saying tovis the bachov is kana. If it's chav lachem, it's lo kana. So if Rashi splits and says that it's only lo kona by chav lachem, if lo aso shliach, if aso shliach, it's kona. So how can you say that tovis lebalchov is only going to be kona if aso shliach? It'll turn out that tovis lebalchov and tovis lebalchov mokam shechav lachem are exactly the same. Right? If aso shliach, they both work. If lo aso shliach, neither works. And that can't be. Right? If lo aso shliach, then even if it's not chav lachem, it doesn't work. And if I saw a shliach, then even if chav lachem, it does work. So what's the chiluk between the two? Well, it's the same halacha, but that can't be. That can't be. That's the Ritva's right. He says, Alma de b'makom shelo chav, after lo shav yesh shliach kon. Right? Rashi's whole point is if it's chav lachem, it's not going to work because he can't be kofetz by himself. So it sounds like if it's not chav lachem, he can be kofetz by himself, because if not, then what's Rashi talking about? Right? It sounds like if it's not chav lachem, then it's more lenient, which makes a lot of sense. Right? So if Rashi is putting a limitation and saying that if it's not chav lacherim, it still could work if aso shliach. It's lo kona only if lo aso shliach. So it sounds like tovis v'bachov stam b'makom shelo chav lachem works even if lo aso shliach. What's the Rebbeim saying? What are they saying? It's mamish against the Rashi. Right? At least according to Rashi. Okay, not everyone agrees with Shitas Rashi, but you see just from Rashi, right? Rashi has a chiddush, but you see from Rashi that there's an understanding. Tov is the Bachov is definitely kona, even if law is social, because if not, then what's Rashi even talking about? Right? And Tosis didn't argue with Rashi because of that yisod, because of that nekuda. Right? So it sounds like they are agreeing Tov is the Bachov is going to be kona, even if law is social, yeah? Question is, if chav lacherim is lo kona, if aso shliach, but they're not arguing about tovis lebachov itself. So what are the rebbeim saying? Like, what are they saying? The tovis lebachov is kona only if aso shliach. It's mefurish from the discussion of Rashi and the other Rishon and Bidas Rashi that's not the case. It's a very very sharp raya, very very strong raya. That's the Ritva. So Rabosov Shel Ritva hold that Tovis Labachov Kona is Dafke if Loso Shleh, but if Aso Shleh is Kona. Comes the Ritva and says, I don't think it's true. I think even if Loso Shleh, Tovis Labachov should be Kona. What's the problem, according to Ritva? What's the problem? The problem is the Kasha that Rabosov Shel Ritva asked. That is, how can you say Tovis Labachov is Kona even if Loso Shleh? Why can't the Mitva say Labal Vandidian? Right? That's the kash that we have to address. So what's the answer? So comes the Rif and gives a very interesting answer to this kash. What does the Rif say? The Ran quotes the Rif. What is the Ran? Let's see the Ran together. That is on Daf Dalet and Aleph and Daf Yarif. Only b'makom hefsid, tovis lebachov is going to be kon. What's the hefsid? What can be the hefsid? He owes him the money. What's the hefsid? Kigon begosis. Let's say he's samach lemisa. Goses means that the doctors think that the person's going to die within 3 days. Doctors don't know anything. People can survive more than the 3 days. People can survive even if the doctors think that they can't survive. But medicine has a certain validity in halacha. There is a value to it. So if the doctors think that the person is not going to survive more than 3 days, so he has a status of a goses. The status of a goses means that in certain circumstances, right, it'll take a chapa nafgamina. So that's what happens over here. Kigom begoses, the lo tofis le mafsid malva legamri. The person is a goses. We think he's going to be nifta soon. If we think he's going to be nifta soon, it could be that the lova is not going to, that the malva is not going to get his money back. Shem lahavalu metalte diyasmi v'lo mishtabli lebalchov ledina degimla. Right? If we're talking about metatlin, he's tofis something. Can't be tofis karkas. He's tofis metatlin. So if the lova has metatlin, after the lova was a gosis, after he's nifter, so then the balchov is not going to be able to be tofis does metatlin. So it'll turn out that it could be the balchov is going to lose legami. It's going to lose completely. He's not going to have anything. We're talking about a case where the lova doesn't have any cash, so he can't pay him back. But he does have metatlin. So if we don't allow him, we don't allow the tofis to grab the metatlin. Maybe the lova. Maybe the malveh is going to lose out completely because lov is going to die. Inami begaver the mafsid nichsi, or maybe you're talking about a loveh who's losing his money. He's gambling his money away, gambling metaldim away, selling all his metaldim to be able to gamble or whatever he's doing. He's losing his money, so we're fatal be nifsa. Inami ani viyored min achosav. He's poor. He's losing his money. The Rif says, in all these cases, any case we're afraid of a hefsid, then Tovis the Balchov is going to be kon. Then it's going to be kon. The takana hu sheiskin. Takana is a takana's chacham and zok the Rif in a shuvah. Shuvah sarif, it's a takana. Tovis the Balchov, kona is a takana de rabbon. Ha'ilu haya Balchov amid. Ha'ilu, it's a mistake. It should be Ha'ilu, Ha'yalove Amid, like the Lashon of the Rush, if you saw. Ha'ilu ha'yalova amid, if the lova was a wealthy man, the lova has plenty of money, he just hasn't paid up yet. That happens, right? Often people who do have money, they don't want to pay. They just don't want to pay. So you have to bring them to bezin to get them to pay. Ha'ilu ha'yalova amid v'yach lefer lebal chova ma'ashi yesh lo etzlo, lo. El ha'reza amid la'bal dvarm didi ad v'shomen lo. Fuds up the rear, if he's an amid, he's an other mommy. We're not afraid that Lova's not going to have any money to pay. So then, what gives the Tofes the right to be Tofes? The Lova can say La Bal Dram Didia. The Lova can say La Bal Dram Didia. Why is the Rif saying that Tofes of Achav Kon is a Takana de Rabbanan? Well, what's galvanizing him? What's motivating him? What's motivating him is the last line. The Rif was bothered by this Kash. Right? How can the Tofes grab on behalf of the Balchol? Why can't the Lova just say La Bal Dram Didia? He says, no, it's a Takana de Rabbanan. And that's good for why? If the Lova is an Ish Amid, so then the Tofes can't grab because there's a Taina of Lav Bal Dram Bidia. The only thing is, Chazal made a Takana that he can be Tofes anyway, even though the Taina Meikra Din is a good time. So that's what the Rif says. The whole thing, the Rif is so bothered by this kasha. Raboso shall Ritva say, how can it be that Tovis of Achav Kona, if Loaso Shliach, he should be able to say, La Baldrim Bidiyat? And that's why Raboso shall Ritva feel compelled to say that Tovis of Achav Kona, Dafkif Haso Shliach. So what are the other Rishonim going to say? The Ran, Tosfis, who all assume that Tovis of Achav Kona, even if Loaso Shliach, becomes Ritva and says, well, the whole thing is only a Takana de Rabbanan. The Rif is so bothered with the kasha, he has to stand on his head and say it's a takana de rabbanan. Medina taka, you would be able to say la bal dram didia. Comes the Rush and says nothing doing. I think the Rif is dead wrong. It's not a takana de rabbanan. It's not a takana de rabbanan. The Rush says, this is the Rush in Bav Metzia. Rush in Bav Metzia in Perek Aleph Siman Chav Zayin. Rush quotes the Rif. He quotes the Kash even before he quotes the Rif. Makshinan hechiyoch halivas lo arsha lemalei la bal dram didiyak. So he quotes from the Rif that it's a takana de rabbanan. Velona hirali is up to Rush. I think it's dead wrong. The Amar Reb Yochanan the Tovis Lachal Makam Shechav Lachem lo kana. Mechlau dehecha she'in chav lachem midina kana velo machmas takana. Reb Yochanan's Loshon is mashma that it's a din. Right? If Tovis Lachal Makam Shechav Lachem is lo kana, right, if it's lo kana, it sounds like it doesn't work. So the makom she'en chav lachem kana, right? The lashon of lo kana, kana sounds like it's medina. It's not that the chachamim were mesakin that it works. It's that mashma in the lashon. V'lo mastav lemem b'dahachi ka'amar Rabbi Yochanan b'heichad chav lachem lo asu takana. What are you going to tell me that if chav lachem they didn't make a takana? Doesn't sound like they didn't make a takana by Chav Lachem. It sounds like lo kana medina. Lo kana medina. Va'od de milsa de pshitahi. Rabbi Yochanan says that if it's Chav Lachem, he's lo kana. If you're telling me that the Chacham didn't make a takana if it's Chav Lachem, that's a davar poshet they wouldn't make a takana if it's Chav Lachem. V'lomi yisaknu liskos lozeh lochav lachem. Why would they make a takana that's to the benefit of one person and to the detriment of someone else? It's a davar poshet. We don't need him to make such a statement. Rabbi Yochanan is clearly telling us a din that if it's chav lachem, it doesn't work. Not that there's no takana. It sounds like it's medina. The tovis of achov can be kona, but if it's chav lachem, he can't be kona. Medina. Yeah. Hilchoch nirali is up the rush. The shura sadinu. I think it's medina. It's not mitakona. Ay, the kasha. Below shayach lahakshos lemalei labal dvarm didiyak. Sharei ein tovo ledin lahotzi mimeno klum shiuchal lomar ein lahashav lecha kevet ein lecha hashav. Ela holet vatobes mishalom. You can't say lab bal dvarm didiyat, says the Rosh. He's not tovo ehim in Bezdin. He's just tovis mishalom. He's just going on his merry way. V'lamotzi omar lehachzir lima shetafas tekevet she'en lecha hashav. Tezachem la'odam shlobafona v'avi ki'ilu tovas amal v'ba'atzma. Dr. Rush, he can't say Labal Dram Didiyat. Zachin La'adam Shalab Afanav. Zachin La'adam Shalab Afanav. So he can't say Labal Dram Didiyat. What's the Rush saying? Help me. What's the Rush saying? Anan Sadi. Say more. Zachim Itam Shlichas, right? Anan Sadi, the Ovid Le Shliya, Zachim Itam Shlichas. If Zachim Itam Shlichas, Shluchos Shlod and Kamo, so he's like the Baldover. You can't say La Baldur and Vidya. It's a Parshat Teretz. Parshat Teretz. And that's what the Ritva says himself. That's what the Ritva, that's part of the Ritva I skipped. I don't want to give away the secrets. The Ritva says, V'li nira diyochol itvo safila below shav yishliach mishin zachin ladam shlava fanav. Zachin ladam shlava fanav. He's saying, Zachia mitam shlichas. Chora. Interesting. The Ritva is one of the Chachmi of Svara. Yeah. Zachim itam shlichas, right? You can't say la bal dvar bidia. Zachim itam shlichas. Zachim itam shlichas. Rabosov shalaritva clearly are assuming what? Zachim is la mitam shlichas. That's what they clearly seem to be assuming, right? That's what you would think they're saying. Zachim is la mitam shlichas. So that's why you can claim la bal dvar bidia. And those who are cholek, the Rosh, the Ritva, and others who are cholek, who claim that even if lo asa or shliach tovis lebachov is kana, they could hold zechias mitam shlichas. Zechias mitam shlichas, and therefore you can't claim la bal dvaram didia. So why did the Rif have to learn that it's a takana derabbanan? It could have just said zechias mitam shlichas. Why did the Rif have to learn it's a takana derabbanan? Why did the Rif have to learn it to Takana Drabbanan? What's the answer?
The split?
No. The very endless? No, no, no. What's the... It's the Rif Lashitasa, no? The Rif hell holds the Chiyulam Mitam Shlichos, right? That's all. It's the very endless, but not quite. With it, okay, right? The Rif we said held the Chiyulam Mitam Shlichos. That was the whole vart we had at the Yom HaKadosh, yeah? That the Divrei Emes explained the Rif split within the Chachamim. The Chachamim say Zachin Ladam Shlabafanav tells me what? That there's no Zechus Chazara, that the Eved does not become a Shukhar until he gets the Shtar. So what's the split? So we said that the Divrei Emes explained within the Rif that the Rif holds Zechiyah's Lav Mitam Shlichas. And if Zechiyah's Lav Mitam Shlichas, so then it's not an Asina L'toch Yodo until he actually gets it. Right, so it is enough. There's enough of a zechia le'inyan the kinyan mamin. Right, as long as he's zocher in the shtar shichur, so that's enough to be mafkia the kinyan mamin of the eved. You can't be meshabed the eved anymore. But it's not enough to say that there was an asina l'toch yado. So le'inyan the kinyan iser, it's not going to work. So the eved is not completely meshuchar. That was the split within the Rif. But lechora, that's pshat in the Rif over here too. The Rif assumes the Chiyah is Lami Tam Shlichas, and he was bothered by the Kasha. Right? He was bothered by the Kasha that why can't he say Lav Bal Dvaram Didiya? It's not Mitam Shlichas. He's not like the Baldover. It's not like the Baldover. So he's not like the Baldover, then you should be able to say Lav Bal Dvaram Didiya. That's what the Rif had to say. Kol Niyat Takana Derabbanan. That's the beer. Right? That's the beer at Dvaram Didiya. Rabosov Shela Ritva, we're assuming the Chiyah Lami Tam Shlichas, the Tashtas. The other Rishon was assuming Zechiyah Mitam Shlichas. The Ritva was assuming Zechiyah Mitam Shlichas, but he says this is Takana Derabbanan. Rabosu Shel Ritva obviously hold there is no Takana Derabbanan. But the Rif held Zechiyah Mitam Shlichas, so there would be a Tain of Labal Dvaram Didiyan. Kamash Volon is a special Takana Derabbanan, and that's why Tovus Uvachav is going to be caught. Questions? Yeah.
If we're saying like the Ron, Tfisek, when we allow Tfisek, if there's a Hefset, how would that work with the
mission? If we're saying like the Rif, that's the Rif. The Rif,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Takana Derabbanan.
Right, so our Mishnah, there's no Hefset. So how would they learn Tfisek, the
Mishnah? There's no Hefset in the Mishnah. Tovis Lebalchov is saying, Tovis Lebalchov Kana, if lo aso shliach, Tovis Lebalchov Kana, even if lo aso shliach, Dafka b'makom hefset.
And in Mishnah, it doesn't seem to be a hefset.
What's the? Obvious. This is not a hefset. What if the adon wants to be chozva? He doesn't want to free the eved. So the eved is not going to be free. Right? That's not a hefset. I think it's a pretty big hefset for the eved.
Yeah, that's in like a different way than the examples I brought.
It's shkoyach. It's a different case. But I think there is a hefset over here. No, the adon initially gave the shtar shichur to the middleman. On behalf of the Eved Knaini, the middleman is going to give it to the Eved, and everything's going to be great. The Eved is going to be free. Now the Adon is Chozavo. Now it turns into a Tfisa. That's not b'makom hefsid of the Eved, the Chor it is. B'makom hefsid, because the Eved is not going to go free. I think that's the din. Yes.
In Yom HaKahal, we discussed that Iran commented on the deal that the Rashi made to say, Zechiyala Mitam Shlifris. And he rejected that deal, which seems to indicate that he holds that Zechiyah is Mitam Shlifris. When he's quoting the Rif, I guess the question is, how can he quote the Rif who was saying says opposite?
Okay, it's a good cash. You're saying, according to the Ran, if he's quoting the Rif, he's assuming, if there's a problem that he needs to say Takana de Rabbanan, he must be assuming that Zechiyah is Lav Mitam Shlichas. So, if he's assuming Zechiyah is Lav Mitam Shlichas, how could he argue with the Ran? So first of all, even if the Ran agrees with the Rashba, he can still be Docha the Raya of the Rashba from the Gemara Kiddushin. The truth is, you could explain the Rif even if you hold Zechiyah Mitam Shlichas. We said that the Rif holds Zechiyah Mitam Shlichas, but it's not the only way to explain the Rif. It's not the only way to explain the Rif. You could really... I wasn't going to say this, but now that you mention it, I feel we could throw in another wrinkle. You could really say Zechiyah Mitam Shlichas and nevertheless be forced into the position of the Rif. Meaning, you could still say that Zechiyah Mitam Shlichas and nevertheless feel that Tovis the Bachov Kona only because of the Takana de Rabbanan. Because without the Takana de Rabbanan, maybe he could tain a lab al Rav Yedia. How could he tain a lab al Rav Yedia? I don't understand. If you hold Zechiyah Mitam Shlicha, so Shlucha Shlodom Kemoso, how can you say lab al Rav Yedia? Yes? What do you think?
Only the Chalos was
that. Oh, exactly. Very good. Right? Maybe it depends what you say, how you understand the concept of shlichus. Even if Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus, but what does that mean? Does it mean that the Yad Shliach is Kiyad Mishaleach? Does it mean like the Maisa of the Shliach is like the Maisa of the Mishaleach? If you assume the Maisa of the Shliach is like the Maisa of the Mishaleach, how can you say that both from Didiya? It's the Mishaleach doing the Maisa. If the Mishaleach is doing the Maisa, so then you can't say that both from Didiya. Right? That's what the Ritva was saying. That's what the Rosh is saying. But it could be the Rif, if it's not beholden to them, maybe even if the Rif holds Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus, maybe he has a different perspective. Maybe he assumes that Shlichus only relates the Chalos back. Right? The Shliach is doing the Maisa. It relates the Chalos back to the Mishaleh, but the Shliach is the Baal HaMaisa, the Shliach is doing the Maisa. So maybe the Tain of Lav Baal Dvaram Didiyah can still apply, even if Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus. Even if Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus, you hear it of you? Maybe. Right? There's still a possibility to say like that. I still would like to say the Rif holds Zechiyah Lav Mitam Shlichus because it just works out nicely with the other sheep of the Rif. But in Svara, there is a way to say that Tovis the Bachov Kona, even if Lo Aso Shliach, right, without having to come on to the Chiddush of the Rif. Right. I'm sorry. To say Tovis the Bachov is Kana. Well, let's say this slowly. There still is a way that we can explain that you need the Svar of the Rif to explain Tovis the Bachov Kana Dafka because of Takana de Rabbanan, even if you don't hold of Zechiyah Lav Mitam Shlichas. And even if you hold Zechiyah Mitam Shlichas, the Tain of Lav Bal Dvaram Didiat, right? The Tain of Lav Bal Dvaram Didiat. Not coming out properly. I want us to make sure this is close. Can I have a little lock open? Okay, what do we have over here? What do we have? We have the Boso Shel Rifa. Tovis Lebal Chol. Im lo aso shliach, lo kana. Shari shonim, let's say. Afilu lo aso shliach kana. Rav Osof Shel HaRitva hold why? Why is it lo kana if lo aso shliach?
Yochalom Rala Balvarm Vidya. Why did the other Rishonim argue? Why do they argue? They come to Ritva in a rush. And they both say, Zachiyah mitam shlichas. Shlucho kemoso. The shlich is like the Baal Yom. The Rif says it's just a Takan Darabon. The Rif is clearly assuming Lo Havi Kamoso Kolkach. So the Taina of La Bal Dram Didiyat still applies. That's why you need a special Takan Darabon. Why does the Rif say Lo Havi Kamoso Kolkach? So there are one or two possibilities in this. Either the Rif holds Zechiyah Lav Mitam Shlichus. Not shliach, not kamosa. Or the Rif holds af al gav. The zechiyah mitam shlichus zayin mem shin. Ein maisa shliach ke maisa hamashaleh. You got that? Right? Right? The only thing that's going back is the chalos. The mice of the shliach is not the mice of the mishaleh. The mice of the shliach is not the mice of the mishaleh. So, Yochalomar labal bar mdibia, right? You could tell the shliach, who are you? Who are you? If the mice of the shliach would be like the mice of the mishaleach, right? So then he can't say la bal dram didiyah, because when the shliach operates, it's like the mishaleach is operating. So he can't say to the mishaleach, what are you doing here? But if his mice is not like the mice of the mishaleach, it's his mice. The shliach is doing the mice. It's kamoso. He has the power of the bialy. Right? He has the power, right? That's the Rambam. So this is Rambam, right? That once there's a Mesiras Koach, that the Mishaleach gives his Koach to the Shliach is like the Bailin, he does the Maisa, it's his own Maisa, and the Chalos relates back to the Mishaleach. So if that's the case, then the Shliach is doing the Maisa, so the other guy can say, Misomcha, who are you? La Bal Dram Didiyah. Comes the Rif and says, that kind of the Rabbanon, then we're allowed to work anyway. Okay? That's the structure. Yes, thank you. If it's kamoso mamish, how come it doesn't work by chav lachem? It's a gevaldik akash. So who talks about that? The Rosh himself? The Russian government seer talks about it. The Russian Gittin talks about it. We're going to get to it. We'll get to it. It's a big kash. Excellent kash. We'll get to it. It's a time.
You're saying within the second way to learn the Rif, that the way they were understanding Shulchan Aruch Kamosa is they're only relating the Chalos back. So what's the significance in saying that Zechiyah is Mikam Shlichus?
There's no significance to this Halacha, but there are other Nafkamina whether Zechiyah Mikam Shlichus is Mikam Shlichus.
Was it the whole Nafkamina that it was Kamosa Mamish?
The Nafkamina between Zechiyah Mikam Shlichus and Zechiyah Mikam Shlichus, the most basic Nafkamina, is Kotam. Right? Noch, cut someone who doesn't have shlichus.
Wait, so it was kamoso mamish, that was one of the issue.
The first step is that if zechiyah mitam shlichus, the only way zechiyah works is because it's like a shlichus. If someone who's not shy of the shlichus can't do a zechiyah.
Right.
Now, the further question that you have to ask yourself is, well, how much kamoso is it, right? What does shlichus mean? Depending on what shlichus means, will determine what zechiyah means. But there still is an idea between saying whether Zechiyah la mitam shlichus or Zechiyah mitam shlichus.
I mean, you're saying that if you held Zechiyah mitam shlichus, then you can't do it by a katan because it's kamoso mamish and the katan becomes on the maisa. But if we're saying now that you're only relating back to Shalos, then it's okay to work back up, then you have to hold this with time.
Okay, I hear, but the other nafkamina still works. What's the other nafkamina between Kim and Tamshali? Zachim Mayad and Hafresh's children, that still would work, right? Yeah.
The Russian Gittin also quotes the Rif, and he explicitly says that the Rif is wrong because Tzachiyah is Minamshiyahos. Doesn't that imply that the Rif is Dapu and Tzachiyah
is? Okay, so the Rush was understanding the Rif like the first Tzav, I'm just suggesting that there is a, that's why I didn't want to say it. There is a possibility, Mesvara, to explain differently because of many sources, right? The very MS, because of the way the Rush understood the Rif. The Pasha Pshat is just to say the Rif holds the Islamic Tamshidus, but Misbara, you could say the other. Right? And we're getting into trouble. The Tamil is really putting us into hot water with the second Pshat. That's why I didn't want to say it. Okay? But I think I'm very happy to say it. Because I think from a structural perspective, it's certainly a possibility. Yes?
When we say Shulchul Shalom Kamoto, Kamoto is only relating the Chalos back, but we still assume that the Shalom has all the Kochos of the Mishalach? Yeah. Wouldn't that mean that he does have the koch to collect from the person who owes the mishalach money?
He's saying, if we hold that the shliach is so strong that he can do the maisa, so isn't he the bailim, and then the other person can't say la baldram didia? That's what you want to say. Right? So if midina, he's like the baldavar, so how can he say la baldram didia? I think the answer is just push it. Poshit, that the other person can say, I didn't borrow from you. So I didn't borrow from you. What right do you have to collect? What are you doing here? You could say you can be the biggest brister in the world. Say all the lumbas that you want. I'll pidin, you have a bit of a bailum, but I didn't borrow from you. So la baldram didia. That's his taina, la baldram didia. If the mice of the shliach is like the mice of the mishaleach, so the shliach can say, I'm not your baldavar, I didn't do anything. It's the mishaleach's mice. Ask him. But if the Shliach's Maisa remains his own Maisa, and it's just the Chalos going back, so then there really is a kind of Lav Al-Dram. Okay, let's go weiter. So what does the Gemara say? Okay, now we get to Eden's Kash. So what does the Gemara say? So first the Gemara wants to Mevedag, Tovis, Lubakovis, Kon. That's what the Gemara says from our Mishnah. And then there's a back and forth. The maskana of the Gemara is that Tovus Abachov is Kana, but Makam Shechav Lachem, it's low Kana. Low Kana. If Tovim Mishnah Senu, Kala Omer Tnu, Kala Omer Zechud Domi. So the question is that why should the Tovus be any worse than the Bachov himself? Right? If Tovus the Bachov, if the Bachov himself could be Tovus, the makom, even makom shechav lachem. But let's say there are multiple balei chov over here. Right, Reuven borrows money from Shimon and Levi and Yehuda. Right, there are multiple balei chov here. So no one would say that Shimon can't be tovis for himself. It's chav to Levi. It doesn't matter. Right, Shimon can be tovis for himself even if it's chav lachem. So why should the tovis be any worse than the bailim? Why should the tovis be any worse than Shimon himself? Right, especially if you understand that the Tovus is like the Shliach of the Bible. You assume Shlucho Shaladam Kemosa. You assume like the Rosh. You assume like the Rosh that Shlucho Shaladam Kemosa. And that's why the Tovus of Achov is Kana. So then just like the Kemosa, just like the Bible themselves can be Tovus even if it's Chav Lachem, the Tovus should also be able to be Tovus even if it's Chav Lachem. So what's the Chiddik that the Gemara sets up? Rabbi Yochanan's Halacha seems very difficult. So this is a Kasha that the Rosh is troubled with. So the Rosh by us, Rosh Bayaz makes a comment, a little bit of a difficult comment. Let's see what he says. B'makom shechav lachem lo kana, afilu aso habalchov shliach litos, k'demuchav v'ksubis, okay? V'lo domi lahayda omar be'alma shlucho shel adam kemoso, the lav kol kemine l'shav yeshliach k'de lochov lachem. Says the Rosh that Tovus the Bachov Makam Shechav Lachem is Lo Kana. Why? Ash Lo Chashlan Kemoso. No. Lav Kol Kamine L'Shav Yeshliach Kedei Lochov Lachem. What's the Rosh saying? Where's the Chisara? Where is the Chisara according to the Rosh? Where's the Chisara? Yeah.
In the Leah Mikashuya.
In the what?
In the ability to make a shliach. It sounds like he's saying that there's a chisaron in the koch of the mishaleach. There's a chisaron in the koch of the mishaleach to be the man of the shliach lachov lachem. That's what it sounds like from the Rush. If something is nogea to other people, so then the mishaleach can't be mamana shliach in that. He can be mamana shliach in something that relates to him. But if it relates to someone else also, so he can't be mamana shliach about that. He's not the bailin. He's not the bailin on such a maisa, because the maisa relates to someone else. So he's not a bailin. He's not a bailin on that maisa to be able to appoint a shliach. To be able to appoint a shliach on that maisa. That's what it sounds like from the Rush. What's the problem with this? It's a simple shot, Rafi. You say, well, what's the problem? Explain to me what the problem is, Yemi. I'm sorry?
Zechiyah doesn't need an active meaning.
Zechiyah doesn't need an active meaning. Okay, but still, okay, I hear what you're saying. It doesn't need an active meaning. Okay, that's a good kasha. I like it. Aiden? A stronger kasha. I want a stronger kasha. Yes.
Gemara.
What?
The
maskana sa gemara.
The Rosh holds it's still in Kam Shlichus, and the gemara ends up going and saying that we're talking about a case of Zechiyah, then it would be a Shlichus. Because in Kam Shlichus, the case of Chavlach and Anwar at the same time, I mean, that's the only part of the place.
You're right. Okay.
Yeah,
that
should
be able to take himself. Then. What does? We're saying the Tofes is the shliach. Tofes is the shliach of the Balchov. So the Balchov can't appoint a shliach. Lavko kamini l'shav yeshliach. He can't make him into a shliach lochov lacherim. Why not? We're saying, well, if it's nogea to someone else, how can you appoint someone as a shliach? It's not just your mice. You're not a bailim over there. If he's not a bailim over there, so how can he be Tophis himself? No one would say that he can't be Tophis himself just because it's Chav L'Acherim. It's ridiculous. Right? He doesn't care about the other people. He's Tophis for himself. He's allowed to do that. So Vaita. Right? The Kasha comes back. If he can be Tophis for himself, why can't it be most of the same car to the Shliach? How can it be most of the same car to the Shliach? It's Dach Pelei Poim. The Rush is really a problem. If you say that that's what the Rush means... If you say that's what the Rush means, if the chisaron is in the koch of the mishaleach, then it's taka pella. What does the Rush mean? The person can do it himself, so why can't he appoint a shliach? Or forget about appointing a shliach. Why can't he be nichale the oved le shliach zechim itam shliach? Why can't the person be a shliach? Why can't he appoint a shliach? Why can't it be moser kar to the shliach? I mean, just in my explaining it, you see that I'm having trouble, right? Because he's not really appointing him; he's becoming a shliach. But what could be the problem? If he has a koach himself, so why can't the shliach have the same koach? So they point out that the Russian Bav Metzi has a little bit of a different lashon. See, I didn't put this in the Maror Makomos. I'm not sure why. Sometimes this happens. The Rush earlier, in the same piece, the Rush earlier seems to echo what he says in Gittin, but with a little bit of a twist. If you have the Maror Makomos, maybe look on with me. I'll just read two lines. The Rush in Bav Metzi. In packet 19, he says, "V'chol ha'tofes lebalchov b'makom shechav l'acherim lo kana, afilu aso balchov shliach v'kosev lo hasho." Why? It's up to Rush. This is like the third line in Siman Kovzayin. The lav kol kemine lizkos lazev v'lochov l'acherim. The lav kol kemine lizkos lazev v'lochov l'acherim. Yal osan acherim lo kosev lo hasha, ve'ein yad hashliach ki yad hamishaleach lochov lachem. Well, that's a mouthful, right? Yad hashliach is not ki yad hamishaleach lochov lachem. Lav kol kemine lizkos lozev lochov lachem. Here the Rush says, lav kol kemine l'shav yishliach kedei lochov lachem. There he says, lav kol kemine lizkos lozev lochov lachem. Who's the chisaron in according to the Russian Bav Metzi? It's pretty clear. The chisaron is not, but it's not in the koach of the mishaleach, but rather the chisaron is in the koach of the
shliach
of the baal, not the baal, but the shliach. The shliach. The chisaron is in the koach of the shliach. Lav kol kamine lizkos la the shliach.
can't be zoche for one party to be chav lacher. The chisaron is in the koch of the shliach. The chisaron is in the koch of the shliach. If that's true, then all the kashas are answered. Even though zechinitam shlichas yamin doesn't require a minui, the chisaron is in the koch of the shliach, not the mishaleach. The shliach can't be zoche for one party if he's going to be chav lacher. So even if the Mishaleach can be Moser Kocho, but so what that he's Moser Kocho? So what, there's a chisaron in the Shliach. There's a chisaron in the Shliach. The Shliach can't be Zocha for that individual and be Chav Lachem. What does that mean? Why can't the Shliach be Zocha for one if he's going to be Chav for the other? Why can't he be Zocha for one? He's a Shliach of that individual. Right? He's a Shliach of that. If that individual could be Zocha for himself, and Zachim Itam Shlichas tells me that now the Shliach is B'mokom the Baal, so what that it's Chav Lachem? But if the Bailim could be Zocha on behalf, it could be Zocha on behalf of themselves, even if it's Chav Lachem, the Shliach should be able to do that too? No? Yamin? Ein Chavin La'odam Ela B'fonav. But that doesn't affect the Bailim, so why does it affect the Shliach? Right? It's an interesting kash, the formulation that you gave. But l'chora, ein chavin la'adam ela b'fanav means that if I'm doing something for someone, it turns out it's a chova for that person, so then I can't do it. Yeah, I'm not doing it for that guy. I'm doing it for Yanim, but indirectly it affects this other person. I'm not sure that ein chavin la'adam ela b'fanav relates to such a situation. Right? Because if that were true, then how can the Bailim themselves do it, Yamin? Right? How can the Bailim themselves do it? They're operating for themselves. So I somehow it affects someone else. There's a negiya to someone else, but that doesn't affect me. So the shlich is the same. If the shlich is b'mokom the Bailim, why should it matter? The stipler in Bav Metzia wants to suggest that maybe what the Rosh has in mind is that for a shliach to be able to be po'el for the mishaleach, he has to be able to be miyached his pe'ula for the mishaleach. That's what shlichus means. Shlichus means that you're a representative of this individual. So, when he does a maise, he has to be able to be miyache that maise for the mishalech. If the maise is chav la'acherim, then willy-nilly, you know, whether he likes it or not, the maise relates not just to the mishalech, it relates to other people too. So if the maise of the shliach is not miyuchad for the mishalech, there's a chisaron in the shlichus. The shlichus has to be azah shlichus, azah relationship between the mishalech and the shliach, that the ma'aseh of the shliach relates to the mishalech exclusively. If you can't be miyachay the ma'aseh to the mishalech, when he does the ma'aseh, it's going to relate to the mishalech. If you can't be miyachay the ma'aseh to the mishalech because it's nogad to someone else, so then it's felt in the shlichus. He's not, it's there's something missing in the kiyum ha-shlichus. The kiyum ha-shlichus means that the shlichus relates the ma'aseh of the shliach only to the mishaleach. If it's nogea l'acherim, so he can't be a shliach in this ma'aseh. The mishaleach himself, he doesn't have to have a shlichus. He's poel for himself. He's acting for himself. But the shliach, in order to be viewed as a shliach of this individual, even if it's only zechim itam shlichus and there's no minui, but his ma'aseh has to be miyuchah for this person. This ma'aseh relates to someone else. If there's a negiah for someone else, it's not miyucha for this person. So there's something missing in the shlichus. There's something missing in the shlichus, and that's why it's not going to work. If it's chav lachem, so then the mice is not miyucha for this one individual, this one bachov that he wants to be zocha on his behalf. So then there's something going to be missing in the shlichus. It's interesting that the Pupula Charifta there in Bav Metzia points out the Russian Gittin. The Pupula Charifta in Os Ches, he says, "Ubeperakama de gitin logora asel alav kol kamini l'shav yeshliach kdei lochav lachem." He quotes the Rosh's lashon in Gittin. What's the Pupula Charifta saying? Pupula Charifta is saying that Rosh in Gittin seems to be saying different than what he's saying in Bav Metzia. But if he's saying different than what he says in Bav Metzia, it's very difficult. We don't really understand the Rosh in Gittin. I don't think it's so far fetched to say, once you have the pshat of the stipler in the Rosh in Bav Metzia, to say that's what he meant in Gittin too. He didn't mean the chisaron was that the mishaleach can't be memana a shliach if it's chav lachem. Bechlal Yamin's kasha is a good kasha. He's not appointing him at all. It's a zechim itam shlichus. Like that's not really what the rush means. It means that it's not shayach to be a shliach midin zechim itam shlichus. You can't be a shliach for the mishaleach. if it's chav lachem, because then his pu'ul is not miyuchad for the mishaleach, so it's felt in the shlichus, it's missing something in the shlichus, so you can't say zechim itam shlichus in Frederick County.
Can you ask shlichus for kiddushin?
First mission in the second paragraph of Kiddushin. Yes.
So, didn't we mention how you can't do, I think it's for Das Bal Din, when it's Chav Lacherim, and you can't do it in Kiddushin because it's Chav for the Krovim? How can you have a Shlichus, the same Chav for all the Krovim by Kiddushin? Or how can you have a Shlichus, the Gershin, was Chav for all the Kohanim that you can't marry afterwards, if it's affecting them negatively?
I'm sorry?
That's an awesome cut.
How can you have a shlichus if it's chav lacher? You gotta be chav lacher. If you said that there's a difference between Zachi as opposed to Mina Shlichus, so then it's not a kasha. You're saying if the problem is in the Shliach, that you can't be a Shliach if it's Chav L'Acherim, so the Chiluk is not between Zachi and Mitam Shlichus as opposed to regular Shlichus. The Chiluk is that you can't be a Shliach if it's Chav L'Acherim too. If that's the case, then how can someone be a Shliach if it's going to be Chav L'Acherim? How can you be a shliach if it's going to be chav lachem? I have to think about it. I'm not sure. There's got to be an answer to this question. I have to think about it. Yes?
Can I suggest something maybe?
Oh, please. Be my guest.
Can you suggest maybe that only, like in this case, the people have a relationship to the money, that they're also owed by the Baal. In the case that he's talking about, It's a random girl. They have nothing to do with her. So, like, okay, yeah, they are affected, but it doesn't really have to, like, what does that mean?
You're saying, who says she would want to marry them?
I mean, there's no connection.
Who says she'd want to marry them?
There's no connection.
But in the case of Gittin, that's not true, because she does become Asura to a Kohen. No, but just one second. It's Chav L'Acherim. You're saying the Kohen becomes Asur to her. I can't formulate it, but you see, there's a chiluk, right? The same money that you're giving to this one person, you can give to the other person. So it's chav lachem in the sense that you're causing this person a loss because now this money that you could have given to him, you're going to give to the other person. This woman that could have married the others, now is not going to be able to marry the others. And who says she would want it? You still need her das in the kiddushin. Gerushin, what? She becomes a surah to Kohen. Yes, Ram?
I think you say the difference because in this case, if the people aren't getting paid by this god, then they're never getting paid. But in kiddushin, she can't marry these people, but she can still marry any other person.
That's true for her, but for the other people, they'll become asura to him.
Right? They also can still marry anybody else.
They can marry anyone else. So it's not the same type of folk. Regarding this money, they'll never get paid. Regarding this money, they'll never get paid. So this is the ultimate folk. If you're causing a loss, it's irreparable, right? It's a loss that they'll never be able to get money. Here, they'll be able to marry someone else. So it's a lower level folk. Interesting. Will?
It's
very exciting.
I don't know if this is any more irreparable of a hope. I'm saying, like, now he only has enough money to pay one guy back, let's say, but if someone else, or if he doesn't have any money, and some guy's grabbing the top, then someone else can just grab the top, then also. So they're not grabbing the guy's only the top.
Okay. Yeah. Yoni.
Didn't we say a while back that the whole idea of Gershon being a thought block reason of book after Rashi Tosfos anyway? That
he's saying only Tosfos on Daf Dalet holds that it's Chav Lachem.
Yeah, I think think we pointed out elsewhere that you could say against that, that since the kohen is already usher to her because she is married, it's not a cho when he remains usher to her. So that would get rid of gerushin.
That would get rid of gerushin and kiddushin.
Right.
In kiddushin, you could say that she wouldn't have das anyway, right? So in other words, the rush is not, we got to know what the rush of sheet is about gerushin. If the rush doesn't hold like Tosfos about gerushin, that it's chav l'acherim, so it could be the kash never even began. It sounds like it's a gevaldik kash. It's a gevaldik kash. But it could be the kash never even began.
What's the thing about kiddushin that you need
her das? So, just because it's chav l'acherim in the sense that she's asura to the other people, but who says she would have wanted to marry them anyway? It's dependent on her das. What?
Says she would the option.
I understand, but it's not an absolute chov, like taking money away.
Yes, that's what I said there. The option still exists. And now the option is gone. So, yeah.
Because the Gemara says you can't do das baldin because chav l'acherim kedushin. So
just because it calls the chav l'acherim the gabi hadas baldin doesn't mean regarding this area it's chav l'acherim. I mean, the same phrase doesn't necessarily apply in all areas. So I'm not sure. I'm convinced of that. Yes, Natano?
We were studying the stipler is that it's not about chav l'acherim. It's a gittin causing a chov to anyone. So even if gittin is not a chav l'acherim, it's still a chov to her. So she's going to be master of the mizonos. For being master of the mizonos, so that's still a chov to her. So the shliach doing a maisa, that's not only for the mishaleach, it's causing a chov to her.
Even without getting being a chav l'acherim, how does the shliach by getting more? How can shlichos by gerushin work? Bechlal is causing a chov to the isha. The Baal said, I mean, maybe gerushin is different because. I was going to say you can be a gerush your wife bal karcha. So like, it doesn't make any sense to say that you can't. You can't create a chov for the woman. The gerushin is a chov for the woman. It doesn't matter. Maybe that's the answer. Gerushin is not a kasha v'chlal. Yoni, we don't even need the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Gerushin is not a kasha because by definition the husband can divorce the wife bal karcha, so he can create whatever chov for the woman.
No,
chov for the kohen. Chov for the kohen. I guess the answer is like, is that really a chov? Okay, there are other women in the world. I know this is the She's the only one that other women. It's not as much of a chov. It's not as much of a chov. But here you're taking the money that you could have paid this, the same money that you could have paid different balei chov. So it's a totally different type of chov.
Even though it's a krovim, it's a chov for the krovim. Even though the krovim can marry anyone else in the world.
Again, Lagabi Hodas Baldin Kamei, we call it a chov. That doesn't mean regarding Yoni Shlichus, we'll say that it's a chov. Just because it's Chav Lachrini for one area, doesn't mean it's called Chav Lachrini for every other area. Wow, Daniel. Psh, generating a lot of excitement here. Okay, Eitan, let's hear what you have to say.
Can you say something about the Kisa Peah?
I'm sorry?
Can you say something about the Kisa Peah?
Let's not talk about Peah. That's already. That's the next subject. I don't want
to. Maybe to answer the question, saying that Gittin and Kiddushin, because there's no, like, those other people aren't really violent, like, they don't actually have any ownership over them.
You think it's more like Metzia, as opposed to a Balchov, where you have a Kesher, a natural Kesher, that's what you want to say. So you could say that without mentioning Peah. Okay? I don't want to confuse anyone with Peah. So that's what other Talmidim are saying, that here, it's not as much of a Chov, because it's not like you have a connection to it, it's not like this is the only money. This is the only money, and it's either going to go to this one or go to that one. There are other options. Right? We're all into options over here. So if there are other options, maybe it's not as much of a chov. Okay, one more. Three more. Okay, Gavriel, yeah.
Is the sort of the stipler that Daka in the case where the chava here, and then you would say that it needs to be exclusively like one-to-one shliach to the mishaleach? Or even if it wasn't chava here, it would still need to be exclusively designated?
No, I think he's talking about chav lachem. He's trying to explain what's the chisaron and the shlichus if it's chav lachem. So if it's nogea for someone else, so it turns out that he can't be miyachid his pa'ula to the mishaleach. His pa'ula now affects other people, so that's not a shlichus. A shlichus means my action is towards the mishaleach. It's not for everyone else. Yes, Zach? One more.
What changes now? Let's say he gave it to him instead of him being tofis it. Why would that change if he's a shliach and he would still be chav l'acherim to other people if he's given it instead of being tofis it? Like when
So you're saying, according to the Rush, right? Let's say he made him into a shliach. Right?
Yeah,
but if he made him into a shliach, then he's no worse than the Bailin. Saying if he made, you're saying if the chisson is in shlichus,
yeah.
If the chisson is in the shlichus, then even if he made him a shliach mamish, where it's chav lachem, he shouldn't be able to do that because he can't be miyachid his pa'ula for the mishaleh. That's what you're asking.
Yeah.
He won't be able to be miyachid his pa'ula. So even if I saw shliach mamish, it shouldn't work. Even if I saw shliach mamish, it shouldn't work. Okay, we got to work on this more. We got to work on this stipend. We got to work on this. There's a lot of food for thought. I'm very happy that we had this food for thought. So let's work on it. Mitzvah Hashem during Seder. We'll try to clarify the stipend, and then we'll go weiter in Mitzvah Hashem to the other parts of the sukkah.